supposed to open up the code.
Yeah, what you need the notes for?
No, just to have them open, bro.
Oh, for shit. Take the wheel, Tim.
I'm taking it, bro. Hey.
I'm playing.
I'm taking it. My uncle told me slow motion better than no motion, boy.
That's a fact. Saw a turtle at the Arboretum. I said the same thing. I thought of you. Not what if, like you as a turtle, but I thought of you saying that.
What's good, y'all? It's D-Rack Discussions here, man. It's your boy, Tev.
It's Bryce.
Hey, we back, man, for another week later. Shit. It's about...
another good Thursday.
30 degrees warmer than it was a week ago this time.
40.
30, bro. It was like 60-something.
It had to have been colder than 60 degrees.
63.
It's probably a cool 55.
Well, shit, 40-something. Mental state, bro.
For the week,
yeah.
My mental state.
A pretty good week. I would say an 8.
Good choice.
I'm up there.
Yeah.
Solid B, or not B minus, but.
Should have had a pretty smooth week too.
It's good to hear. As always.
Yeah. It seemed like hella family was around. So I'll give it like a share an 8 this week.
Cool. We had an 8 average.
Anybody else want to share their mental state for the past 7 days? 1 to 10. She's an average.
Well, not bad days. It's just.
It's bad days. We have bad days. Yeah. Hey, we have bad days, though. We do.
I don't want to claim it as bad.
I respect that.
Respect. So, what's your average for the week?
1 to 10.
I would say a solid 6.
Good. Travi. Yeah,
you're going around the table.
I'm behind that iPad. We can't see you. You know we can see you, right?
I'll say a 7.
Okay. 7. I'm going to start us off with a quote this week.
We're at like a 7 point something on the average.
On the average.
Sorry, sure? I was doing the math.
You're good. Good.
What was yours?
7 point. 8. We both had
8. 7 and 6.
13 plus 16, 29.
7.5.
That's what 3. I couldn't grab. There you go. 7.3. Yeah.
Sure. Y'all do the math.
You feel me?
Good. But this is a quote from my man, Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. from The Master Yourself. And it says, "This is conditional love in a nutshell. Every time you judge someone, you are punishing that person for not following the agreements they never made." Mm. When I read that the other day, bro, it like slapped me.
Yeah, it's just good.
And I had to read that shit all over, like, a few times over again, right?
Read it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run that shit back.
This is conditional love in a nutshell. Every time you judge someone, you are always punishing that person for not following agreements they never made.
We speak on love last episode.
Probably all of them. I think 2 episodes ago.
Damn, I'm really like sitting in it. That shit was self-explanatory to me, yeah. So I don't know.
It's not, no. We could just leave it as a quote.
There you go. That's your quote. That's the episode. Quote. Start that thing off.
From him.
Shit. Let's talk about... I wanted to open with this. So the Oscars was this past week. I don't know if y'all know, but did Chadwick Boseman win one? Or he didn't win one, and people were mad, right?
I don't think he won one.
I think, okay, so I think he didn't win an Oscar. People were on Twitter, you know, mad about it, talking all this shit. But even, shit, I'm going to speak in the grand scheme of things, even in the fact with DMX, like, when's the last time you heard about DMX before he passed?
When you got sick.
Thanks. But, you know what I'm saying?
It's like the same week he died, though.
Exactly. Shit, less than a week, yeah. Right?
Oh, like, I thought...
Like, matter of like 3 or 4 days.
I'm thinking that's... No, that's all the same situation. I'm thinking about like before. Didn't he get sick before?
Even... I don't know. But was, okay, here, I'll say it like this. Was the last time somebody fought for Chadwick Boseman to get an Oscar when he was living?
They didn't. They didn't care.
Okay.
Say that.
When's the last time somebody actually went and, you know, I don't know when DMX's last album was dropped, but I'm pretty sure it was pretty soon. It was not that long ago. I want to say in the last 2 years to 3 years.
He had a single.
Oh, okay.
In 2021.
There you go.
He was on the single.
But yeah, that's my thing. Like, let's celebrate.
2017.
Like, everybody was in an outrage, right? That Chadwick Boseman didn't get this. What about the people that are alive and, you know, not to take anything away
from him. Yeah, not to take any life from him.
But I'm pretty sure... him passing, he wouldn't want to win an Oscar purely on the strength that he passed away.
Yeah.
Right? He'll want you to actually appreciate the art for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume.
Yeah.
I can't speak for him, but and I understand, you know, you want to memorialize and do all of that, but shit, let's celebrate people while they're here.
Give them the flowers while they can receive them.
Right. It's hard to do that. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, because you never know when anybody's time's gonna come.
Exactly. But shit, just random acts of kindness, really.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it shakes out. I guess it's like sort of the same.
It takes a very different type of person to like stay consistent on like acts of kindness. No. I don't. Make like, well, maybe I don't even notice some exact acts of kindness.
Yeah. I try to consistently, but I think in this day and age, in this society, it's hard to be consistently considerate because the world has just been molded into such a individualized.
Thank you for saying what I was trying to say.
So, yeah. But yeah, I just want to say that.
Give them their flowers out of here.
Out of here.
Yeah. Let's get these props and ops, man. All right. So we can sell the rest.
Got it. Bet. You know, ops or prop, or yeah, op or prop this week first.
Op,
yeah.
Prop, we could talk about for a long time.
Agreed.
And it's on a high note.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, op this week, Johnson & Johnson.
From Kansas.
Released a statement saying that I think the CDC might have like twisted their arm and said they had to release a warning on the label saying that it could, you know, cause blood clots and, you know, other health risks.
If you received a vaccination.
But they're going to continue to distribute it, continue to give it out, continue to, nothing changes on the end of the actual recipe, or I think some people have passed because of it. I don't know if it's because of it or the effects or something else, but
they had it up in them.
Right. And it's a list. So, they're going to opt for, you know, I feel like common logic, humanity is, if it's hurting people,
take it off the shelf.
Enough people, I don't know what the percentage is, but I mean,
if somebody's getting blood clots off their stuff, that's not.
There's already one vaccine really out. Like,
wanna play with?
Yeah. So at this point, I see it as a money play because
of course
there's one vaccine. I don't know what the difference in getting the vaccines is. Also, because
it's three.
There's three vaccines.
Yeah, they got Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson.
Mm-hmm. And Moderna's the one that's like the quote-unquote natural.
Shit. Yeah.
I thought Johnson & Johnson was engineered.
I don't know.
And using the virus.
You know? Do you know?
Yeah, so I dropped out there.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Then prop for this week. You got it.
The VP, man. Mrs. VP, Kamala. She said, and I think it was a speech she was giving, right, bro?
I'm not even sure. I just saw a statement.
Well, she pledged her support to Black women regarding maternal health, saying Black women are not being heard. I'll let you take the wheel with that one.
Oh, shit. Well, maternal health, I can't really speak on that. But I can speak on, you know, she's bringing it to the forefront. She's bringing it to the spotlight. It's out front. It's out in public. It's, she's doing, you know, I don't think I've seen, Michelle Obama, but she was not in a seat.
Well, I think I could take the wheel a little bit with the maternal health. Ain't that having babies maternal? Ain't that like being pregnant, like giving birth?
Well, it just has to do with like all of that combined. So like ladies are having, or women are having to deal with like irregular periods, heavy flows that they've never experienced, long periods that they've never had. So it's just like,
so everything
weeks,
like,
yeah, it's just like everything down there that has to do with our
reproductive
system literally is just, I don't know, it's just becoming really, really bad when it comes to women getting the shot or
and
the
I
jab.
Have yeah heard shit like that, right? Like, I've heard, you know, Black women are treated differently in hospitals, as if they don't feel the same type of pain, or, you know, they're more used to it or whatever the fuck.
You're saying that they're not being heard or believed is what Cabal was saying.
Right.
Not getting the support that they need from the health professionals who they have to run to, because that's who they tell them to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Or else what?
Who else? Yeah, where else
it also stated that Black women have a 3-to-1 higher chance of passing during their pregnancies than like any other woman does.
Mm.
I don't know what the whole percentage is of like women passing during pregnancies.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My mom always passed when I was born.
Hmm?
My mom always passed, almost passed when I was born.
Yeah.
So. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Wild as fuck. But props to her.
Props. Come on,
women need it.
I know we were supposed to end that on a high note, but damn.
Yeah.
Kind of fell off a cliff there.
Yeah. Props to her.
We'll climb it back up. Alright, I just want to speak on this next segment being setting standards for others for versus the standards you set for yourself. Whether that be the people around you, well, really, people around you and people's perspectives.
Think about the quote. Think about the quote.
Read it again.
I'm going to just read the part I'm referring to. Every time you judge someone, you're punishing that person for not following agreements they never made. So if I put these standards on you and you don't have these standards for yourself, I can't hold you. Like, I cannot hold you to that. You didn't make that agreement with me. Like, that's just in my head.
Just shattered.
That's just me.
Just shattered my whole concept right off the bat, huh? Just. All right.
Peace to it.
I'm trying to pull it together. But standards, this is where I'm at with it. You set standards for yourself, right? Me and you, we spoke about this, I think, at the end of last episode, on just being, trying to be perfect with everything, right? Standards that you set for yourself are usually higher than those that you set for others, right?
Hell yeah.
But why?
Shit, I feel like I gotta be better. Okay. I already said that there.
Facts. But in order to be better, you gotta be around people that are better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So those standards that you have for the people around you gotta be way higher than, not them for yourself, but, you know, than what you hold them to, or what we are accustomed to holding them to. So then you even spoke about Justin LaBoy, or we spoke about him, continue to speak about him like every other week off air. But, we talk that shit about him, but what, we continue to see that shit though.
It's not everything.
We could block that motherfucker. But we continue to sit there and see what the fuck this nigga talking about today.
People still screenshots of that stuff.
Putting on stories, all that. So, you know what I'm
saying?
But
still, we can still block that. Exactly. I don't follow him. I can't follow him.
Exactly. I do follow him just because I want to know what the fuck this nigga be talking about. Like, what bullshit he talking about today?
But how much bullshit is he talking about
today? I mean, that's a standard that we should set for our life, right? We shouldn't even let no toxic bullshit like that around. We shouldn't even give it the opportunity to, you know, come into that.
Yeah.
So, what can you say about standards that you set?
So when you first said that, I think
we do a good job unconsciously of just keeping high standards for people around us, regardless.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you first said this. But I do hold myself to a higher standard amongst, like, the my peers, the people in my group age bracket that I've, like, grown up with, where we all are. Make sure I'm not the fucking lone soldier in the back, you know. But also, it's important to have, like, circles or groups where you're, like, the one in the back, underneath everybody else, you know, just learning from what they're doing. And that comes from older siblings and their surroundings. But I feel like that also pours into why my standards are so high for myself.
You put in a situation where you had to be around older people.
Yeah. And they're more advanced than people that are their age. And I'm years behind them. And I feel like I'm advanced for people that are my age.
Are.
But still.
For sure.
That shit wears on my mental, though. After
what,
a while.
What, the fact that?
Just, I guess it's like a good problem to have, if I could say it like that, you know. Like, I hold myself to these high standards. And life happens to everybody. Everything's not going to get met. I'm like, fuck, man. I should have been doing this, you know. Could have been doing this, so I could have been doing this. But nothing is done. right?
What do you mean nothing is done?
Just like anything that I have to do, like in a day that's productive.
And just nothing gets done.
And it doesn't like
get no result.
Not to the point that like I'm satisfied, you know?
Mm. Okay.
Then I get frustrated with myself.
But I feel like I've come to the point where I've learned, because I'll have the same thing. I'll have a day where I'll run around all fucking day, feel productive, doing shit.
Yeah.
And then you get to the end of the day and you feel like, damn, I ain't get a damn thing done today. But then you got to think in the, that's in the perspective of society, right? I didn't make no money. I didn't make a step towards making no money.
I know it, yeah.
Or some shit like that, right?
Yeah. Or it could be like life goal.
Exactly. But in that same day, you might have actually learned some shit that you would have never learned. You might have gained some super important experience for a later on business venture.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just self-improvement,
mm-hmm.
or a step towards self-improvement most times enough, you know? If you don't feel like you got nothing done in a concrete sense, then shit. I at least feel like I, you know,
progressed in somewhere.
Right.
See the light, yeah.
Or at least I was out and getting fresh air. It was just a relaxed day, and I just, you know.
That shit goes up and down, though.
Put a lot on, I put the emphasis on my mental health today.
Yeah.
And that's a productive day to me.
I agree with that.
Niggas think
just
vacation
not, just not productive in that field, but other right. aspects are very
exactly.
productive.
That's like I was talking about last time. There's different aspects and categories in your life, you know?
Yeah.
I
could do so much.
I could be lacking in terms of, you know, my business, but for this day, I might not have, you know, net a whole bunch today, but, you know, I also got, you know, we picked up 100 listens today on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a step,
yeah.
You know, or I had a meeting and set up 3 clients that I'm going to, you know, it's always something. It's always something.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're not sitting still, then you always moving upwards, you know?
Yeah. I hear you.
You feel me? Shit, what you want to speak on?
Man. We could talk about what's on the top of my head right now.
What's up?
I got a fresh one.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got a fresh cut, man.
A fresh cut.
We talk about the importance of a haircut to a black man. Right?
Mm. Just the feeling. Let's just talk about the feeling.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. For a black man, it's like, you ain't the same person no more, for
at
one.
All.
You're not the same person.
Nope.
Like,
feeling.
I don't care what you say, you're not the same person. Something is something.
You got a different confidence.
Yeah.
You got a different glow to you.
Yeah.
You literally feel like
more,
your best
more godlike.
Appearance-wise.
Yeah, stick your chest out a little more.
For real.
Put your chin up a little higher. Yeah. Shoot.
I agree with that. And
no.
Like, for me, when my hair is cut, like, you don't have to worry about putting on a hat.
No.
You gotta worry about, nigga, what? You see it. Like,
yeah.
Shit gonna be out. So, yeah, I feel that.
But then, even going into the, like, the place where people get haircuts, like, where black men get haircuts, in the community barbershop.
Right.
Which, most of the time, somebody's hood or close to.
Right.
So it's so many different type of people that come in there that tell different stories, bro. Literally, you learn so much.
Yeah, that shit could be the news. It could
literally.
Be fucking
shit could save your life in there.
Social media.
Yeah.
Save your life.
You
could be your mentors. Could be.
Job opportunities,
all
bro.
Of that, all right. All of that. It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, for real.
But then for me, like, for me, getting my hair cut is therapy in a way.
Hmm.
because I cut my own hair.
I was about to get into who cuts my hair. Go ahead.
I cut my own hair, so it's like
you don't pay for haircuts.
It's like satisfying, you know, to see like, okay, I'm getting each inch down. I'm, you know, I got to be precise. You know, something for me to focus on and really concentrate on myself. You know, for a moment.
Yeah.
How often do you really get a time to sit there and concentrate on yourself? And really like you.
Like see you fix yourself up.
Right. So.
Shit.
It's kind of therapeutic.
Yeah. I also have never paid for a haircut in my life.
Right.
I had the luxury of Pops being a barber. Not just a barber, a good barber.
Right.
thankfully. All right.
Deuces.
Be safe, bro. Love you, man. Be safe, Chen Chen. It was always different for me because I'll be in the shops. Literally from 6 a.m. to like 4, the days we'll go to the, me and Trav will go to the shop with him, be out there literally all day, bro. We were young. So we'd see literally so many different aspects of people. And when they come in, it's like they ain't their street name, they ain't what they other people call them. They are the person that was birthed way long ago, you know what I'm saying? Everything else is just shaking off. Yeah, it's like a neutral space. Shoot. It's been times there's been, different gangs literally in there at the same time waiting in to get their haircut. But ain't nobody in there tripping. That's not a place to do it.
Right.
I feel like that. It's a good standard to hold it to. Keep that
stuff away. Because it's always, the barbershop for a black man is always a black community.
Yeah.
You'll never see a black man go get his hair cut from Supercuts or...
Be surprised in California.
You will be surprised. But, you know, for a certain breed, you know.
Shoot.
I think if we had more community-based storefronts like that, you know, like, imagine... local supermarket was black owned.
Yeah.
Imagine the local, or shit, not even local.
I was gonna say, fuck local.
What if, you know, the chain
of Ralph's.
Right. The healthy fast food, like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, what if that was the norm?
Yeah. Can be, bro.
So, I think that's what we got to push for as a community is to just create that. This is ours.
Yeah. It is.
Barbershop is ours. Shit, this is going to be ours now, too. This is going to be ours. Everybody might not be with it, but they're going
to
come around.
They're going to have to figure it out.
They're going to see how we take care of each other.
Yeah. Because we don't take care of each other like we should.
We don't. And other races, I feel like, do.
At least imitate that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know what's really going on inside.
There's no reason that there could be a Koreatown, that there could be a...
I'm saying. Chinatown, Koreatown. They got Little Italy.
Small Hispanic, like, just...
Oh, down there by that train station in L.A. What is that? Albert. That's like they whole little thing.
Exactly. So like there's no reason we couldn't have something like that. There's no reason the white people and the black people both don't have something like that. White people, I understand, they don't have a culture. Let's be fucking real. I'm being fucking real.
Talk, boy. They don't. Talk.
They don't have roots. It's real hard to find them roots.
Yeah.
They're very short. And then on our side, we have roots fucking dating back fucking forever to the beginning of time.
The original stuff.
The original. So why can't we have?
We should be treated. They should take our shit
Because we look at it. But that's the thing. We look at the land that we live on as someone else's. We need to really stand on the land we live on.
We can't do fucking shit. I'm telling you right now. As black people, we will never have control, like, control of this country, bro. Ever.
We'll never have control of anything that we continue to say we'll never have control of.
I hear you. But I'm saying, like, like I'm saying, bro, like, it was not built for us to succeed. So it was not built for us to have power here. So there is no space for it, you know? For us to have full control, like all these white motherfuckers walk around.
Many empires have fallen.
I preach.
And new ones have risen.
That is true. You think we'll see it?
They came real close to falling, did they not?
Do you think this past year? It wasn't finna be no fucking black people up in that motherfucker.
So, with COVID, with all that, I feel like kind of showed people that, you know, I think that was the shock for the world. Like, Okay, we all are equal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, slow the fuck down.
Right. It started bringing shit. Some people start seeing checks that they ain't never seen. And they bank account ever in their life. They like, I ain't going back to before that. We about to figure this out now.
Yep. Yep.
So I think it set up a lot of good little side.
Absolutely, bro. Because now there are so many places
I could. So many monopolies have been.
They could offer fucking virtual jobs. Like, you could just do this here from home. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers have done it before. You're just going to be in this percentage of people that do it. Other people come in. You ain't got to. It's possible because that shit just fucking happened for a whole... shit still happening for some people.
Right. I think it's the time for our community to capitalize, really.
You think we're ready as a community, though?
Yeah. If we ready to walk around in Gucci belts and fucking carry around Louis Vuitton bags,
very true.
We ready to own property, own
land. We can do anything. We can do anything, but
our mindset has to be ready.
I'm saying as a whole,
never. Not once in history has a whole community been on the same page. And I truly believe that. It's impossible.
Yeah, I believe that too. I believe that too.
Even when civil rights was going, there were still motherfuckers like, bro, stop firing these niggas up, bro. We're just trying to live calm. Like,
we don't want anything to happen.
We're just trying to live, like, and not be seen.
Yeah.
So. Back to your question. We don't all have to be ready.
That is also facts.
The influential and the impactful just have to be ready. And others will follow. But those that have that, you know, that strong will, that drive, that passion to, you know, change this shit, they have to move in unison, and we have to move in unison and create a new wave. And I think a new wave is already been created. It's just small. Just gotta let it, you know, fester up.
Yeah.
That's all. I think we're on the right track.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Hopefully we're here to see it. We will be here to see it. That's the mindset we do have to keep carrying, though. Mm-hmm. Black people love to be like, we might not. We might not ever. Like, let's start being a little more positive. Everybody else is running out here all happy, jolly, and shit. Who the fuck says we can't? You know?
Yeah. I hear you, bro.
Continue to look at where we are, not where we've been. It's okay to check on where we've been, to see where we are, and see the progress we made.
So that shit don't repeat itself.
But don't keep looking back and saying, well, what about all this shit that we missed out on, and all this shit that they continue to do or did, or
Man, fuck that. Yeah. The more you look back, the more the motherfucker in front of you could hit you in the upside of your shit.
Yep.
And
you can't die.
Yeah, for real. So, shit.
Yeah.
That's that on that.
Yeah, we just gotta do it as a whole.
Gotta do it as a whole. Everybody gotta be on board. Shit.
But going back to the barbershop.
Yeah.
Which is what we were still in. But it brings sports, man. People go there. We like watch the games. Motherfuckers ain't got no cable at home. And like, some people ain't got no food. They go to the barbershop.
Some motherfuckers would go and sit in the barbershop all day.
Everybody seen it.
I'm about to just chill at Unc's barbershop.
Yeah, I'll be just.
I'm at the barbershop. What you on?
No, not
you. Getting a haircut? No, I got one early. I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling. You got shit going today.
Oh, okay. For sure.
For sure. But. Shit, I mean, I ain't been to a barbershop in ages, so I can't even speak on that.
I ain't been in a barbershop with people. And they just
it's personal, yeah.
Damn.
But shit, I had a loser. Ooh, let's talk about the mechanisms used by black men. Okay, stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanisms used by black men to reach support. Whether it be social support, you know, family support, whatever, a community, communal support, or a community. You can speak on sports, gangbanging.
Mechanism, you know, what, like, do they do what?
If I don't have any support at home, nobody's going to watch me. I'm not going to sit at home with no food. So what are those mechanisms used? By the young black man, okay, I'm not gonna sit at home with nothing, hungry, no TV, whatever. What am I gonna use now to get out this house, find a community, find someone who's gonna take care of me, watch over me, blah, blah, blah. Make
connections. I hear what you're saying.
Who is gonna watch me?
So, for a good amount of people, especially from where we come from,
mm-hmm.
They go straight to that sidewalk, that street.
Right,
you know, street hug them, you know. They folks didn't love them. Some was right. Streets love them.
Yeah,
you know, take them in.
Yeah, you can. Or it's just one OG or whatever that shows them that love, and then they're like, okay, well, this is it.
Yeah, and I'm straight with this.
We'll be that.
Yeah,
that's what I see, and that's what takes care of me. So that's what's
put I'm comfortable in right my here. Stomach, so. Yeah, comfortable right here.
All right,
it keeps me, it had me feeling good when I needed it the most.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is it.
That could be money. That could be
shit.
Putting food in the house.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anything.
Or just having, you know, a big bro, big role model ahead of you. Yeah. Even just having some more friends,
yeah.
More people to look out for you, more mm-hmm. people to be around. Yeah. In sports,
I was about to say another mechanism.
Yeah,
it's very relatable. Sports, for real, sports.
I know my dad. He was, you know, he went through a lot of shit and did a lot of fucked up shit, and his idea for me was not to go through those same things. So it was, we're gonna get you in every sport possible.
Same.
I know I didn't have a summer to myself, a spring break to myself.
What a summer?
Nothing like that until shit college. Before
the summer was before like college. 2 weeks.
Yep.
Real spill. It's summer was like 2 weeks.
Or it's going to practices. It's,
or both.
It's, yeah, both. Fuck. It was both. Shit. So, that could be used as a mechanism to just keep you out. And really, that's just enjoyment. That's fun. That's
camaraderie.
Exactly. You got people. It's something to take you away from your instant reality.
Yep. Because it ain't. Ain't shit else matter, bro.
Except that ball, that field court, whatever.
And that's like, where it comes. Like, some people
channel fuck, it.
Yeah. Some people don't channel it, you know, and they be thinking about way other shit when they should be thinking about what's going on right here on this field.
Yep. And they could be the best motherfucker in the world. They just focused on what was right in front of them.
I'm saying, literally, right
in front of them. That could be the answer to all their problems. Wherever they go.
Yep. Just literally right in front of you.
Yep. It's hard to learn, though. Like, if you don't have anyone to tell you when you're doing right, when you're doing wrong,
facts.
How to act, how to react the right way.
I see that.
Like, it's hard to go and be great at this, and then when shit goes wrong, you're like, what the fuck? This shit can't be me.
Yeah.
I'm great. I'm dope at this shit. Yeah. Everybody looking at you like
nah, that's you, big dog.
Fucking up now. Like,
that's you.
How am I fucking up? Like, this can't be it. Because all I know about this game is, nigga, me doing right.
Yep.
And what I do wrong outside of here is how I react.
Just
fight
like this.
Explode. Like,
blow up. Like, F everything else.
Yeah,
I'm mad right now, and this is what y'all need to be worried about.
Wait.
This is what y'all need to be worried about right now.
Mm-hmm. I'll shut this whole motherfucker down.
I'll tear it up. I've seen it, bro. Like, so many homies, close homies, like just or just teammates.
It's just like, bro, calm down. I can't, nigga. Fuck that.
Fuck that shit. I can't let it go. Fuck that shit. Like, no, bro. Literally, just.
We'll
stop,
nigga.
Stop talking and just breathe. Yeah. And then you're going to think about, like, okay, shit. Man, let me stop tripping.
Yeah.
Bro, I've seen it. So, like, homies try to fight the coaches.
That takes us to the perfect point we need to be at.
Mm.
Next mechanism I thought of, military.
Mm.
Can't be controlled. You feel like, shit, I can't even control myself.
Yeah.
Put myself in a controlled environment.
Yep.
Where everybody, like, it's either get controlled or consequences.
Yep.
And it's not the same for everybody. Some people just really want to be in that.
They really love it.
Yeah,
but love it. For the sake of
this.
Yes.
I've seen it a lot of times. I'm going to just go to a military
role. Yeah, I'm going to just go.
It's like, I never understood that because me, I'm about the type to listen to nobody talk to me crazy. Like, you got me fucked up sideways. Yeah,
it's
like,
not for me.
What? We can duke it out, bro. At the end of the day, we are grown ass men.
I got family out from the military, like from way back when to like some family that's still in the. Let them go ahead and do that. That ain't for tapping, bro. I'm telling you. They doing all the time for me.
I can't do it.
Man. I won't.
That's not to, you know, bash on it, but shit,
no,
ain't for me.
It's not for Tevin or Bryce.
At all. At all. But yeah, for the people that, you know, felt like they can't control themselves, like, can't be controlled, like.
They do come out a different way.
They come out super different.
Yeah.
Super different. Or what they were just as intensified.
Mm.
And now they're trained.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, what do you do with a kid that, imagine this, someone that had no family figure, no mentors, no nothing, right? Tell them right from wrong. Then they say, well, I can't control myself. They're so scared of themselves. They like, no one can control me. I can't control me. I'm going to just go to the military.
Yeah.
Go to the military. Shit don't really work out the way they thought. They still can't be really conformed. Mm. They, you know, take to some shit, but just can't be fully, completely rounded up.
Mm.
Go to war. See a whole bunch of fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm.
then get spit back into the world. Like, all right, well, we're done with you.
There you go. Thanks.
He's still, what was the quote from last? I love this. I love this. We getting good at this shit here.
Yeah.
Watch this. Often trauma keeps us at the age we experience it. A lot of people are exactly the age their hurt came from.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker is still 10 years old.
10.
But he's trained to work guns, track motherfuckers. And all while he's seen nothing but people kill each other, scream at him, beat him to shit.
Yep.
Wake him up at 5 a.m. screaming.
Yep.
He don't even have a job when you spit him out of there. He wakes up at 5 a.m. still, like, I'm ready to shoot my guns.
Yep.
No guns around here? What? What do I do? You don't know what to do.
Mm-mm. Lost.
What do you expect?
Yeah.
A fully developed 10-year-old.
Grown-ass
10-year-old. And knows how to operate snipers,
yep.
Machine guns,
heavy AKs. Machinery.
And has been used to that for years. 10 years, 12 years, 15 years.
And it's not even just guns, bro. That's, they get trained with they hands, too.
Fighting. Reading the room a certain way because they always are supposed to just be on 10 toes and mm-hmm. they're always watch out because there's always somebody about to. There's always an enemy around.
Oh, always.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy how people have to think like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like those mechanisms, like, can you speak on them? On how to prevent or even how to repair or
I mean
whichever way you see it.
There are like ways for them to receive it. Some being their shit, whatever they needed being present, you know? I'd probably instantly take that. Just that step right there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably take that whole life away, you know. Changes it.
What step? I missed it.
Like, say a kid needed their dad at home, right? Pops wasn't at home. For example, they go to this. So if Pops was there, I could have held them away from going to the streets.
But sometimes you can't control that. So if
I'm saying, but if that's what that person needed to keep them away.
Right.
You know, so then this is a mechanism that they use to cope with this problem right here. But that problem could be anything, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, not just an absent father. You
know? Right. It could be just not, like I said earlier, not having no food in the fridge ever.
Yeah.
Mom always working. Dad, yeah. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Or other way. Or, yeah. You know, whatever it could be.
Yeah.
Sometimes parents have to spend so much time trying to support and keep everything right and tight that they don't have time to parent.
Yeah. That's real. Like, it's really real.
So, what is our advice to that young black man that looks around and he's like, well, what? I ain't got shit here for me, so I need to go find that something. Find the positive.
Yeah, find a positive something.
Use a positive mechanism. Gangbanging is negative.
Sports could be positive. Sports could really be positive.
For sure.
Yeah,
but you gotta
We spoke on the negative side.
You gotta
side
be able to, you know, step onto that field and leave everything off of the field.
Yep.
And really just enjoy that moment.
Yeah, that should change your life.
For real, enjoy that moment and be in a different place. Really try to put yourself in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did, and I remember just being at school, being angry all day, being mad about, you know, whatever, female or whatever, and then get on the field and just be like, I'm gonna have fun.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I'm here. Damn, that's all I needed.
go run into, go run through a nigga. Like,
I used to mope around school with my earphones in, bro. Yeah. Some days I wouldn't even have no music on. Just don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
I hear you.
All right, we'll get to fucking film room because that was our sixth period. I'll take my shit out because I'm like, at least I can try to focus. These niggas still want to goof around. Right. I'm like, bro, I'm going to the front. I'm not in here to still be goofed around with. Y'all did this shit already, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They get to practice still goofing, then that fucks up everything for everybody. But I'm like, damn, I'm happy to be here. And y'all right. fucking up my experience.
Fuck.
Like, this is really therapy and people are fucking up. You fucking up my therapy session. Yeah,
don't take it for... I know it's fun. Like, as a young black man, it's fun. Like, you think about, like, all the people you gonna be kicking it with.
Yeah. High hopes.
How much fun everything's gonna be.
Yeah.
Don't let that, you know. Try and focus on it like it's a job.
Yeah.
Don't take it too serious, but try to, you know.
A fun treat job. It
like
it's,
like
a
you
fun
got job. Work. Or like you at school.
Yeah.
Some of you niggas don't. I know some of you niggas, like us, don't give a fuck about no school. But try to treat it better than school.
Man. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Put that effort in and you'll really see the results and it'll really feel even better for you.
So I'll give my piece of advice in being, like, there is always somebody there for you. Always. Always. Do not be scared to, like, lean on a person that is, like, in a positive space, whatever you feel, you know, but don't let them necessarily, like, pull you into their ways, you know. Use them Absolutely. For, like, your aid. Find an aid and use it.
That's my advice. And then I would say it would be, like, look at, so Tev said there's always going to be there people there for you. When you look at that, those specific people that are there for you, look at what they get out of being there for you, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of the OG bring you in. Hey, come flip this shit for me. I'm going to take care of you, da-da-da-da. Okay, you flipping the shit for him, but he getting paid off of that shit. And you taking all the risk. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You just maximizing his opportunities. At the same time, he's not maximizing yours, but he's also, you know?
Yeah.
Just because you're getting something good, don't think that somebody else isn't getting something better from it. Then there just might be the cool homie that you know, knew your big brother, knew your big sister, and was just like, you know what? I'm going to take you under my wing. Da, da, da. I got this job over here. I'm going to put in a good word for you. Go ahead.
Listen to them.
They don't get nothing out of that. Yep. Except for you to be okay.
Yep. Just to look out. That's the person to lean on.
That's the person to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
Not to my those are
two great examples, sir.
Yeah.
Those are two great examples. Right,
cool. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's what I would say. Look at what they get from helping you.
Yeah.
And really analyze that shit. Really, 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 really analyze that shit.
That was good.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Getting good at this motherfucking podcast and
getting
shit.
Getting good at this shit, man. Just gotta keep that practice up, man. If you get good at things, you practice.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay on time.
Shit. You got anything else?
I wanted to say, just a like, quick recap from like last week's trauma episode. I was talking to moms about it. Right? She was listening to it. And literally, bro, right, like, I don't know how she knew what we was gonna say, but it was right before she had got to the trauma part. We were just talking, everything almost verbatim, bro. Wherever I'm like, did you listen to the podcast? And she was like, nah, I'm behind. I ain't finished it yet. I'm like, how far did you get? We started playing it. She didn't even know. I'm like, hold on, bro. You tapped in.
Damn.
Saying that. Even for her, like, if I can use her as an example, I'm sure she ain't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And if you do, sorry.
Sorry, auntie.
Like, there's a 6-year-old girl in her that's still hurt from something, or that was still hurt from something, you know, for so long that she ain't let go of till upper ages, closer to what her age is now.
Right.
She said it fucked with her. Whole time, it was just something that was just not taken care of from that 6-year-old girl. You know, she was hurt. She was bitter.
Nah, she is. I don't know if she told you or not, but is it something that she didn't, she was reluctant to speak about?
Like, to me?
Just in general.
Huh? To me.
Like, so, with that trauma that happened 6 years old, maybe she learned, I know people have learned to hide things or just...
Oh.
I don't want to inconvenience nobody else with this problem.
So, like, it was pushed down. Like, it didn't, it was no light shed on it at all. It was just pushed down for so long. And it was held for so long because it was just getting pushed down, you know.
Right.
I mean, that happens to all of us.
Exactly.
You know? Just figuring out how to let that shit go.
And the second we sit there and open up and really speak about it and let it out, there's a moment we may not feel better. We just had a discussion about this. But you might not feel better about it, but you'll feel lighter.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes just all you need to even just get up that morning or get going and really
get off your chest.
Self reflect and really, you know, like, yeah, that shit was fucked up. It's still fucking with me. But you know what? I'm up today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving. I handled this, and this. I was with my family. They got me up. Like, I haven't thought about it for this long. Pat myself on the back for that. You know? Just small steps. Any little thing could help.
Mm-hmm.
Any little thing. Or person. One person could help.
Yeah.
One event. You know, anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Just listen and be ready for those signs that are thrown your way. They will be thrown.
Definitely. Pay attention.
They will be thrown, for sure.
Pay attention, man.
But shit. Tip?
Oh, what is my tip for this week? I'll say. Did I go first last time? Or you went first last time?
I feel like
I'll go first.
Might have. No, you already had one. So yeah, you went first last time. I know it's rough now. I know it's hard. I know you're tired. I know you're exhausted. I know the people around you don't see what you see. I know they don't always understand what you have planned. And I know that the things that people are projecting onto you, that they think you should be doing, weigh heavy. But in time, they'll see. And in time, more importantly, you'll see. That's what I got.
That was for them, but that was for me.
That was for them.
Thank you. I'll keep it simple, bro. That's what I tell a bunch of the homies. I think I probably already used this, man. But just keep going, man. For real. Just keep going.
Keep going.
You know what I mean?
Hey, just like that, bro.
Yeah.
Durag Discussions. I'm Bryce.
Tav, man.
We getting the fuck out of here.
Get out of here. We'll see y'all. Little frackles in a week.
I would actually like to record another one this week.
Let's do it.
Give him a little double.
Let's do it.
There you go. We're going to try to figure that out. If not, hey.
See y'all niggas in a week.
You know how niggas do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Psych, hold on. We
forgot some shit.
We gotta end with the mental state for the day.
Yeah, what we feel.
It's only right.
Yeah, after getting all that off.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel.
Well, I gave the first one, so you go. At the beginning of the episode.
So. Shit. Before the episode, I felt like on the day, it was a cool day, so up to.
Got your haircut? That was yesterday. Okay. Still could be in the same 24, though.
Very true.
It was in the evening or in the morning?
Under the night, a smooth ass one. I was on gas. I had like a 9.
Okay.
It was on my birthday. We went up.
Okay.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Yeah. But after that, bro, I still feel like lifted, bro. Like a 9.
Yeah.
0.2.
0.2, hey, 9.2, yeah. Nigga, it's up. Yeah. I would say right now I'm at a 'Y'all know I be changing my numbers, so I was about to speak soon and then probably change it, so hold on. Hold on. I would say I'm at a 9, bro.
Feel light?
Flat 9, yep. I feel light. I do want to speak on this.
Oh, yeah, an episode
or two ago, I ended with, I feel like good things are coming, right?
Say that.
A lot of good things have came, and we're here now. And I see dope things in the making and they're finally rolling and I see results happening. So keep that mindset, y'all. I promise you shit will start to come your way.
Shit's gonna pan out.
So I'm at a 9. Appreciate y'all. Like, subscribe, share,
yeah, nigga. Yeah, we forgot to tell y'all niggas to share. Please.
Share.
Stop being stingy.
Stingy motherfuckers. Stingy as shit. Share. I ain't seen one of y'all motherfuckers post on y'all story.
Yeah.
I'm maybe one or two, but like
not enough, even from it.
Like y'all real counts. Like
it's from it's like the burner account.
Yeah, your burner account or some shit, bro. Respect my gangster.
Please
share. Please like. Please subscribe. Continue to give us those 5 stars. Give us ratings. We appreciate that on any platform you're watching on or listening on. We're going to start soon. I'm going to buy a camera for this, and I was going to give you that off the air, but it's news for everybody. I'm going to buy a camera and talk about all that real soon here, and we're going to get cracking with more visual episodes.
Let's get it going.
And shit, let's get this motherfucker rolling.
Yeah.
It's only right. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all, too.
Hold on. We hit 1K.
Hey, yeah. 1K.
We were 1,000 plays. Man, I appreciate y'all so much. I'm sorry for calling y'all stingy. But y'all are sometimes. Yeah. Let's be real.
Nah, these niggas still stingy.
But no, we hit 1,000.
Yep, appreciate that.
And the goal was for April 30th. It's still ain't April 30th. We hit that shit on like the 21st.
Yeah.
I think on the 24th, we had 100 plays in one day.
Yeah.
Which is the most. Or 23rd, we had 100 plays in one day.
Well, shit. Keep sharing then.
Yeah, keep sharing, damn it, bro. Like, show the love. Spread the love. We are here. And we're going to continue to be here. So, it's only right y'all show up every once in a while. With that being said, show up on Shopify.
Yep.
Link in bio.
Right
on
now.
Instagram. We got one sale. Of the crew neck.
Hey.
And yeah, let's get moving, bro.
Yep.
We pumping them out. They're there.
Yep.
And promo code DURAGPOD20 at checkout, you get 20% off of your entire purchase. Or get 2 hoodies, buy one, get the second one 50% off. And there's plenty of colors.
Options.
There's two different options. Go ahead, go crazy.
Yep.
Appreciate y'all. We out.
Appreciate y'all. We out. Times two.
Yeah.
Discuss.